recognize that theme song. Brian McTavish is here.
Oh, yeah.
How are you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fine and dandy. Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Absolutely.
And there's all men in this studio. That's just not the wrong way to go, is it?
I went out to Russell Stover's Candies last night, which for me was not the last minute.
Yes.
And they're all men.
Yes.
They're all there.
Everyone's panicked. All the guys are running around.
Today they're panicked. Yesterday they were just gliding through the candy aisles.
Yeah.
That, of course, was the theme music.
The theme music, absolutely.
To the Carol Burnett Show.
Yeah.
And tonight we are treated in Kansas City to a program titled Laughter and Reflection with Carol Burnett.
With the first lady of American comedy.
The queen of sketch comedy. She's all of those things. The show, basically, 7:30 tonight. Happy Valentine's Day to Carol.
How many years has that show been off the air?
Well, it was on the air from 1967 to 1978. It won 23 Emmy Awards and the hearts of countless fans. So how long has that been?
88, 95, 35 years.
Yeah, and still going strong. It's just indelibly marked in our funny bone brains. 7:30 tonight, Kauffman Center. Maybe still a few tickets left. It will sell out, I dare say.
I would love to meet her sometime. She was something.
Well, there was a great phone interview in today's Star, as you may have seen.
Yeah.
Kim Engel, always a crack interviewer with these celebrities.
Yeah.
And I did one of those with her years ago when I worked at the newspaper, and I had the opportunity to go see her do what she will be doing tonight at the Kauffman Center,
And tell us about it.
Well, she's on the show for all those years, it would kick off with her, bumping up the lights, and taking audience questions, right? So that's her whole show. On the road, she answers that was so successful and funny and heartwarming that she will answer audience's questions and, of course, show clips, classic clips from probably such skits as Went with the Wind, their parody for Gone with the Wind, or As the Stomach Turns, the soap opera parody of As the World Turns. She was so funny. What did you have a favorite Carol Burnett character?
You're catching me cold,
there's somewhere out there.
Well,
I bet you know this one, though. The ditzy Mrs. Wiggins, who was that secretary gal, or as Tim Conway's Swedish-accented boss character would call her, Mrs. Wiggins. Always cracked me up. I mean, some of my favorite memories, and this is something we've lost, as you know. I mean, I grew up, I was the oldest of five kids. We all sat around, we watched shows together. So I had myself and my two brothers and two sisters and my parents just laughing our you-know-what's off.
Just wonder why those variety shows clearly don't work anymore. Ed Sullivan's gone, Carol Burnett's gone.
Well, why do you think?
Dean Martin's. Why?
I think it's because they're too corny now.
Well, I guess they
are. Well, we have them. No. Here's the thing. We have a need for this kind of, just this bare talent, right, in different ways. It's American Idol. It's all those shows.
Well, I guess that's right.
Yeah, you can get up and... But I kind of miss the variety show very, very much. Anyway, if you have a ticket, enjoy yourself. I know you will. Tonight, Carol Burnett, Kauffman Center. If you don't have a ticket, stand around outside and, do your best.
Okay. Let's move on to a comedian.
Nick Offerman.
Nick Offerman.
Now, you may not know the name Nick Offerman.
I do not.
He is a stand-up comedian and veteran character actor who is best known, and rightly so, for playing Manly Man
Ron Swanson
on Parks and Rec on that NBC show starring Amy Poehler. He's going to do what I'm sure would be a highly amusing stand-up comedy performance at 7 o'clock Sunday night at the Midland Theater. Swanson got to know Amy Poehler in the 90s as a fellow member of the Chicago improv comedy scene. Poehler, of course, went on to fame on SNL. Mm-hmm. She did not forget her friend.
Her buddy,
when they needed a mustached, meat-loving, manly man character to play her no-nonsense boss. Let's listen to a little bit of Nick Offerman discussing his mustache.
Hello. I'm classically trained actor and fine woodworker Nick Offerman. A few of you may know me as Ron Swanson from NBC's Parks and Recreation, but let's be honest, most of you know me for this. And this Movember, I'm here to instruct you on how to properly grow your very own. Developing my mustache required years of training. I brought it to Scotland, where sheep herders tamed its unruly ways.
I then studied with Tibetan monks who combed it like a Zen garden.
Every day I washed it with cologne, whale oil, and beef tallow,
and dried it over a campfire of peat and turf.
Not too bad.
No, that's just a little tidbit of what to expect. He's a very funny guy. No doubt, as you can hear, he will tonight continue to successfully play off the appeal of his Swanson character, Sunday at the Midland. Get this, trivia. He's a professional carpenter, so he comes to this honestly. He actually has a side business building boats as a wood craftsman. You can even go on YouTube and see a straight-up educational carpentry video hosted by this guy.
I had a mustache once. Bad mistake.
They're always a bad mistake.
Met my wife with it, and she got through it despite myself.
There are 11 men in the history of the earth who had good mustaches. Everybody else is a pretender.
The southern wind sings again another lullaby.
That's the Zac Brown Band.
It is. Now, here's the thing. You've been kind of making gentle fun of me in recent weeks for always coming
on
here.
Grammy winning. Yeah.
But I come on here and I talk about country bands maybe a little bit more than I used to.
Yes.
Now, does that really sound that country to you?
Yes.
Oh, you're so hard to please.
Yeah.
Okay. That, to me, does not sound like super basic country.
Well, not super basic country.
They really bend genres. Zac Brown Band, they just won a Grammy for Best Country Album last Sunday at the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
They are in town Friday night, 7 o'clock concert, Sprint Center. To try to press my case, to try to widen your horizon a little bit, okay?
Widen them. Yeah.
All right. Let's listen to a little sonic clip of Mr. Zac Brown. He paused on the red carpet Sunday night to explain his band's approach.
We're all huge fans of all different kinds of music, and so it's not really pretentious when we try to do something, a different genre or do music, and I think that's what, you know, a great artist really transcends genre, and we're trying to get our foothold in that as just being a solid artist and not just a country artist or try not to be pigeonholed.
Well, you're talking about Zac Brown. I'm going to see Kenny Garrett, the great saxophonist at the Folly on Friday night. That's genre bending for you.
Well, there's a lot going on in this town
on
the weekend. That's why we devote a few minutes every week to what's there to do out there on the weekend. Anyway, thank you for that. Zac Brown.
That threw you off.
It's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Zac Brown, their commercial trajectory is definitely ascending. Expect a big crowd, not a whole lot of tickets, but still some left, I believe, Friday at Sprint Center.
Who do we got here?
That's a little different.
Yes, it is.
You wouldn't call that country, would you?
No.
Okay, that's Kishi Bashi.
Kishi Bashi.
Like singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, 9 o'clock show, Sunday night, record bar. He's kind of out there. He grew up studying classical music, became a well-known violinist. Now he's doing his own, who knows what to really call it, thing. Here's his live show, solo live show. He plays live violin, and he supports himself by recorded vocal loops, if you will, and beatbox sounds. His music is selling, but really it's selling in the background of TV commercials. Microsoft licensed one of his tunes to use in a commercial for Windows 8. Sony used his music to sell one of their tablets. By the way, do you have a tablet?
I have a pad.
A pad, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, same thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And they use his music to sell smart cars. So he's no stranger to commerce, but he's an artist with a capital A. Check him out Sunday night at
and
the
what
Red
a name,
Bar.
Kishi Bashi.
Yeah.
And who's this?
Electric Six. Eight o'clock. I'm telling you, Detroit band, good stuff, fun stuff. 8 o'clock Sunday night. It's the Electric Six. They've been called garage, disco, punk, rock, new wave, metal, synth pop, glam, arena rock. But if attitude were a music genre, they'd play that too.
That's Electric Six. All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Great list, you bet. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. You can follow me at Steve Kraske. Tomorrow on the program, former Democratic Senator Ben Nelson of Nebraska joins us to talk about his long career in politics, and we'll also look back at the music of World War I. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.